Is it time to up your social media game? Then you need to talk to Kate and Ave Communications, a social media agency located right here in Edmonton, specializing in all things social media, from quality storytelling, content creation, and strategic social media management. So stop doing social media off the side of your desk. Contact Kate and Ave at kateandave.com and give them a follow on Instagram at kateandavecomms, C-O-M-M-S, for great social media content, tips, and tricks. Hello and welcome to The Bit. This is Paulina.
And this is Quinn.
And we don't have Claire today because she may or may not have succumbed to the collective cardiac arrest that hit the city the other night with
game four cardiac incident,
which it will henceforth be known as the game four cardiac arrest. In Edmonton. I don't know.
We had fun though.
I was loving every minute of it because I still maintain that I am less like emotionally invested this round. Like because I've had to really like train myself to do that leading up to the playoffs. Because last year was just truly unhealthy for me.
I spent a lot of money too.
Yes.
Spent a lot of money. Like I've already sold a pair of tickets. Like that didn't happen last year because I just went to everything.
No kidding.
So yeah.
And you burn out so quickly, right? I could see that. But like, I mean, the emotional toll that it took on me last year was borderline unhealthy. And as my wife has told me many times, I have to take care of myself this run because I am not just taking care of me. I'm taking care of an infant child inside my body. And the stress might not be good for it. Who knew? And the stress was extreme last year. So anyway, with that being said, even going into it, like a lot more chill, like I was still having a good time. I was like, fuck, I love playoff hockey. Like, this is just a battle. But oh my God, I still was like, I had heart palpitations after when they finally won. I was like blasting Nickelback in my house. I was doing like fist pumps. And Sarah was like, okay, like, we need to calm down because like you're getting the dog all riled up.
Paulina, we talked about this.
I know. We talked about
emotions on both ends.
Yes,
you can't get too high and you can't get too low.
No, we're taking it too far as always. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm laying in bed like 20 minutes after that because, you know, it went late. The game went late. I had to be in bed. And I'm like, am I supposed to just fall asleep right now?
No.
Like, I am wired. My heart is still going.
I took a melatonin gummy.
Smart.
Didn't even factor whatsoever.
No.
Nothing was settling
Zero
me down.
Effect. Zero
the melatonin
effect.
Was like, I tried.
Yeah.
There
melatonin
was.
Is like, walks right into your nervous system and is like, there is nothing I can do here. I am overwhelmed.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Your husband has died.
It's like walking into... It's like walking into a Forever 21 and it's like,
in your 40s.
I am overwhelmed and I don't belong here. I need to go. Instant stress.
There's nothing I can do here.
I keep saying, just happy to be here.
Okay. So here's my thing. So, for game four, which we now know as the game four cardiac arrest.
Yeah. The great cardiac arrest.
Yes. Of 2025. So going into game four, I had zero feelings. I sold my tickets, because I had said to myself, and I was pretty convincing, like, I think the Oilers will win game three, and that might be it. LA is just too determined.
Yes.
Their goaltending is too good. Their defense is too good. And
They
you know
want
what?
it
That's
bad.
fine. I got to see that game. So then when they were down 3-1 in the third period, I still didn't feel much. So like I feel like I'm riding with you. We're like
Yeah.
twin talking, like twin, yeah.
I was
And just like
surprisingly calm. I was like, hey, this is kind of what we expected. LA wants it really bad. And surely we ca there, we can't beat them every year
No.
for the rest of time, in round one. And I was surprisingly calm. And because then I also had the flip side of it. I was like, silver lining, Oilers like have a tendency to come back, which could happen. I don't know. Just happy to be here. But I was not the stress and the excitement of the late parts of the game were incredible.
I was wondering where you were going to go with that because I have told myself the silver lining for me. I was like, what's her silver lining? Oh my God, are we thinking the same way? No, my silver lining was completely out of the playoffs. The Oilers get a great long
Yes.
offseason.
It crossed my mind. It
Connor
crossed my
gets
mind.
rested after the busiest summer of probably the rest of his life last summer,
Yeah.
finishing hockey, getting married, going back to hockey. Stan Bowman has to do something because they got knocked out in the first round. And
Yep.
obviously that is still a potential. But so like that's kind of that was my silver lining. So I was like, oh, you know what? Great.
It's,
But
and you
then
know, yeah, and
now what's going to happen?
I was just gonna say too, like it, I can't, I was comparing them a little bit to the Colorado Avalanche because Colorado won the cup a couple years ago. Last year they were eliminated surprisingly early for them, and then this year they're definitely a big contender again. I mean, they're up against like a very challenge. They
Also
have a
another very
very
good, yeah.
Challenging like first round matchup, but like it's still the Avalanche, and I don't, you can't really count them out quite yet. And I was like, maybe, this is what they need. They need to have the Colorado Avalanche type of year where they're knocked out early, but then they come back like bigger and better, right? And then they're back in it.
Yeah, and like Stan has to address the goaltending, right?
Yeah,
That's where my head was at.
There were many times last night where I was like, this is fucking Stan's fault. Like he could have fixed this. So I was blaming Stan a lot. And then of course I went straight to, once things were getting into a little bit of a darker place, just for a moment, I started blaming the Darcys, Darcy Kemper, and also Darcy Skinner, Stuart Skinner's newborn child, because he got us into this mess. Stu is okay, but
Pickard's been great.
has been really good. So I'm super relieved
Well, we're
that
riding that.
and
But,
I don't want I want to keep Pickard still like for this round. I don't want to. I do want to say something though. When it like on TV, when it panned to Stewart on the bench, just looking really sad, watching the game. Obviously he's not playing that game, but he's sitting there and he's just watching the game. And it's like I still have, that's still my guy. I don't want him in net right now, but it hurt my heart a little bit. I don't know if you felt that when you looked into his eyes. You didn't. Okay, just me.
No, but I'm somewhat heartless when it comes to
I know.
hockey players.
I know.
And we should address that the LA Kings, one of their biggest problems getting out of the first round
True.
was goaltending.
True.
And they went and addressed that. And we should tell you, if you didn't hear, that Darcy Kemper, the LA Kings goalie, is one of three finalists for the Vezina Trophy, which is the top goaltender in the season. So
Who are
it's
the
hard not
finalists? Do
to,
you want to
yeah.
tell the to share with the class?
So the finals, not much of a surprise. Connor Hellebuyck, Winnipeg Jets, Darcy
Yep.
Kemper of the LA Kings, and then Andrei Vasilevskiy of the Tampa Bay Lightning. So
Right.
he's an
Interesting.
absolutely incredible. Like, I mean, those guys are going to take you as far as you want to go. Could you imagine if the Oilers had one of those three? They would
Oh.
win the Stanley Cup 6 years in a row.
It would just hand it to us.
Don't
Have
even
I
bother
can
playing
I
the
ima
games.
can I imagine? I I think about that constantly. I'm like, what if we had Kemper and Net? You know, we'd be unstoppable. He like Kemper has been a demon. This series, I have to say, if LA does end up winning the series, I think it's because of Kemper. And oh, Kopitar obviously is like incredible as well, and I think LA wants it really bad. So I am not ruling them out to potentially still win this.
When do the Oilers get in their heads, though?
Yeah, I don't. I.
Is it yet? Has it happened after game four going into game five?
No, I
What
think
if,
you
yeah.
never want them to.
They've now blown a couple leads, though.
But they always do that. I don't know. Yeah, I wait, the
Yeah.
Oilers have blown a couple leads.
No, the Kings.
Oh. When do the Oilers get into the Kings'
Into the
heads?
Kings' heads.
Sorry, I thought you
Sorry.
meant into their own heads. I'm like,
No.
I don't know. I mean,
No.
now that they've got, you never want the Oilers to like get, you know, that momentum going, because then they become a lot more dangerous. But the Kings.
At the end of the day, no matter what, nothing else, they go home and they know that the Oilers haven't won there yet this series.
That's
So
the
the
thing.
second the
They go back
Oilers
home.
win one there, I mean, they have to. So it's either five or seven. A lot of the momentum, if the Kings win game five, I think sticks with the Kings because then it becomes a lot harder for the Oilers to win the series because they still have one left that they have to win in LA and it's going to be game seven.
Okay, so you think the
If the
kid.
Oilers win game five, I think they get in the Kings' heads completely. And I think it's done in six.
Oh, really, really? I think that this is going to game seven. I think that this is a battle. But
It is
I,
a battle. It's
yeah.
been a great series. It's been unpredictable. The one of the best defensive teams in the league, the LA Kings, and a Vezina Trophy candidate have
Yeah.
allowed a lot of goals.
Yeah. So game seven would be
LA.
in LA. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. I mean, I was exp I thought I game seven is on my birthday, just so we know. So I don't love the pressure of game seven being
That's
on
not
my
good for the
birthday.
baby. It's not good
It's
for the
not
baby.
good for the baby. It's not
It's
good
not good for an aging
for the
Paulina.
future of my birthday, like with this dark mark on it for the rest of my life. Like, remember when the Oilers lost game seven in round
To
one
the LA
on
Kings.
Paulina's birthday? Yeah,
Yeah.
we don't want
But the
that.
silver lining, long off season, Stan's got to do something.
That's the thing. I still I'm a lot more chill because of that. So should we talk about the boosh of it all?
Boosh of it all.
I mean, who are
What
you all
an
of the sudden?
individual roller coaster. Like, there is no human that brings more stress and more delight to people than Evan Bouchard.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, God damn this guy. Stupid, stupid Bush. And then I'm like, I love him. He is like a son to me.
And let me be very clear. I have a cat named Bouchard,
Yes.
and I live it with him as well. Like, this cat parkoured off me the other day. So, like, he is also a roller coaster, and that's why I didn't change his name because he is, unpredictable. Sometimes he's great. Sometimes he knocks the granola I just baked off the
Oh my
counter.
God. So I remember that. That was a dark day.
It wasn't good.
So you're saying that he is very appropriately named.
If I would have changed his name, I would change it back now because it is so appropriate.
Oh man, that's funny. I mean, I was worried that Boosh was like taking on the shame of like Evan Bouchard playing poorly. Like he just like was more lethargic. He wasn't carrying himself with the same pride around the house. Clyde, your other cat, was, you know, walking around looking down on
Bullying them.
bullying Bush and just like came way too easily, you know, and I was like, oh no. And then now, like, now Bush is after last night, or sorry, now Bush after the other night is probably insufferable with confidence. Probably just a menace around the home. Like, he fucking runs that house.
You know what? If I thought it was bad before, it's about to get much worse, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Whew. As the internet does, it has given us great gifts of great gifts of say gifts. GIFs, gifs, whatever. Anyways, wow,
I
I'm
say I
really
prefer,
fallen off the rails here.
I know it's GIFs, but I've always preferred GIFs because I feel like GIFs sounds too much like GIFs, but that
Well,
GIF.
yeah, I just like struggled my way through all of that.
Exactly.
But the internet has given us great things. It's given us numerous hilarious comparisons and just kind of anecdotes about what Evan Bouchard is delivering during the playoffs. By being the cause of a goal, maybe throwing the puck up the middle or backing away from a player rather than, playing the body. But then also, scoring 2 goals a game for the last 2 games. So, we thought we would have a little fun with it. We do have a listener text message with an anecdote or an analogy of Boosh. And I'll start because Evan Bouchard is the living personification of the Step Brothers movie. So at first it's like you're getting beat up by kids, you're licking dog shit, and then comes the Catalina wine mixer and the band bails. And who gets up on the stage? But and gives us a rousing rendition of Ave Maria. It's Evan Bouchard
Also,
saving the
incredibly,
fucking Catalina wine mixer.
that is a perfect analogy. Also makes it just like slightly a little bit better that it's Will Ferrell who does that, a known hater of the Edmonton Oilers. Understandably so, because he is a diehard Kings fan. I would hate us too. He is my favorite man on the planet, probably. So that sucks, but I, you know, what are you gonna do? But
Yeah,
that is
so
a perfect
basically,
analogy.
so Boosh is John C. Reilly at the beginning of the movie when they hate each other. And you know what? Will Ferrell's going to come around. He's going to love Boosh soon. He's just going to have to change teams.
The only thing I really thought of, I think of Boosh as like think of Boosh as like the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park that, you know, obviously wreak havoc and there are a lot of casualties for many, many movies. But then, like in the later movies, the dinosaurs end up being the ones that save the day and help save the day. Because, like, some of the dinosaurs are like, we will help you defeat the like worse dinosaurs. This is very Jurassic Park specific. And I'm obsessed with Jurassic Park. So I don't know if this hits for anyone else. But obviously, it's the first thing I thought of. But it's like, here he comes to save the day that he initially kind of wrecked. He initially like maybe wrecked the day, but now he's here to
He
save the
might
day.
have you might have a few casualties. Got a little, yeah, but then you know what? I'm
Yeah,
siding with the
casualties in
humans
his
now.
wake, but now
I'm
he, yeah.
siding with the humans now.
But then you end up cheering. You're like you're standing up and you're cheering for him in the end because like he has saved the day, quite literally. I have a question.
I have a question. Can you hear my cat purring in the microphone?
No, which cat
Oh my
now?
gosh.
Oh my gosh,
It's
probably Boosh because
no, it's Clyde.
oh, okay,
But
well,
you were talking and he actually like purred in the microphone.
it's probably triggered by the conversation because Boosh is an absolute menace around the
Menace.
house now.
Yep.
So,
Yep.
what Boosh, we ragged on Boosh a little bit like in an episode not too long ago.
Oh, the
Big.
Norris Trophy.
The Norris Trophy. We're like, what will it take? ChatGPT made a prediction. Terry, which is our third co-host when Claire isn't here, which is just ChatGPT. But Terry made a bold prediction that that Boosh would make a major comeback and win the Norris. And we laughed out loud. Actually, we cut from the episode how long we actually laughed for. Like, it sounds like it was for like 2 seconds, but it was probably for like 15 minutes.
Seven to, yeah.
And while I still don't think that will happen, I mean, we he has been a savior in the series so far,
Yeah.
but
Well,
he
you
ha
give
no,
and
but
take with
not as
him.
a defense.
Yeah, no.
So that here's the
He's
thing,
a liability. Yeah.
what, why, like, do we, what if Boosh just becomes a winger? What if it's just like, no, you get up there. Like, what can he do when he's just focusing on that? And maybe in a way he has only been focusing on that anyway.
Well, yeah, like, sometimes he's behind his own net, but maybe he thinks he's in Wayne Gretzky's office and he's throwing it out in front for a guy to tap it in. But it turns out that it's actually the other team.
Oh. So he has
Wayne
late
Gretzky got a
stage
lot of
dementia.
us.
No, just kidding.
Late
That
stage,
late
yes.
stage.
Yes.
He doesn't know where he is.
No,
I see
he,
what you're saying now. My mind went to a different place.
Yeah, but yeah, like, but then, yes, he thinks he's Wayne Gretzky and it's offensive, but it turns out that he's just throwing the puck out front to the other team.
Yeah, I
Is
know.
that
What, like,
okay?
that's, but that's like, I'm just, it's just funny that he is more competent, like, in a position that he's not really supposed to be playing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there have been guys like this. Erik Karlsson recently is a guy that kind of,
Yeah.
comes to mind. Like you get that give and take. You're going to have a guy that's not going to be great defensively, but he's going to score you points.
Yeah, and I guess, you take it. At the end of the day, like, a defensive player who is not great at defense, but still getting goals, game winning, or, I
Well, and
mean,
I.
he didn't get the game winning goal, but in a way he kind of did, right? Like,
Well, yeah.
so.
Yeah, but like, and he, I think he can be protected by his, like, he doesn't have his D partner, Ekholm, right? And, can be a bit more protected by
Yes.
him. So we just, if we're going to do this, Ekholm's just got to be back.
So he has to be. So Ekholm, he might be back. If we make it to the second round, he might be back for a second round. We know that he's not here for first round.
Yeah.
If he is not back for second round, I have low confidence in that round. But again, just happy to be here. So
It
if
depends who it is, though, because I mean, Minnesota's making a hell of a series with Vegas, So if Vegas is gone, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God, the Pacific is now wide open. So
Don't threaten me with such high
Vegas
hope.
gone.
A Vegas gone first round, which was one of my bold predictions, by the way, just so that we're clear, is that Vegas gets bounced early. But I still think, like, I still think Ekholm is so key, like, as we advance in a series, like, in this run.
He is their
So
rock.
I don't I feel like if he's not back next round, I'm feeling, I'm not feeling as good about that. But, like, I think if we battle it through this round, we can beat LA without him. We've proven that we can win games and we can do, but we've, what, again, like I said, Oilers get momentum on their side. It can be a dangerous thing. Especially
Yeah.
against a team that they beat time and time again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the eating breakfast in the kitchen is going to start
Yeah.
to become very real.
Exactly.
So,
But I think we need Ekholm back for round two.
yeah.
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 Like, I think it's necessary. Anyway.
Yeah.
Wait,
Another tangent
what?
for us, but yeah.
So sorry. Did the listener?
We didn't even read the listener
We
text.
didn't. Okay, so that wasn't the listener text.
Ugh.
That was just you had thought of it that way. That
I had thought of what?
analogy. Yeah, the stepbrothers one,
Oh yeah, no, that's me.
which I should have known because like
Yeah,
stepbrothers is like
obviously.
one of your movies, one of
Yeah.
mine as well.
Okay, so this listener
Yeah.
text message.
This is how we got the idea, by the way.
Yes. Boosh. Yeah. Boosh was similar to a crazy hot girlfriend that you take to the bar and show off to your friends. Then she gets drunk and makes out with a guy in the bathroom. Not bad.
Okay. So, yeah. And then what happens though? Like, what's their story after? Do you dump the girlfriend? Do you give her a much more
You know what?
high-paying
There's.
contract?
Because she can't be embarrassing you like that.
She can't be embarrassing you like that, but how does she come out on top? Because that's what happened with Boosh. But she's still crazy hot, so that's
Yeah,
part
you
of.
know what? He didn't close the loop here. She's
Okay, yeah.
hot.
She's
Yeah,
hot.
no, it definitely. Yeah, no, he needed to come around on that.
Okay,
I see
thank
what
you,
you mean
listener,
there.
but
Yeah.
we needed you to close the loop on that one. I want part two.
Yeah, we need to understand what the positive is here.
The positive is the guy she drunkenly made out with in the bathroom owns the bar and covered their whole tab. Boom. Boosh.
And she still went home
And then she still goes
with
home with her
you.
boyfriend, and they had a really economical evening out.
Exchange, yeah.
She's like, I did that for us. That isn't not
Gaslighting 101.
prostitution. You know.
We both went different ways there. Both not wrong.
Oh, God, off the rails, off the rails.
Oh.
This is random, but I want to bring it up because I love it. I
Yeah.
heard, as I think many people did because it was going around social media, that the Oilers have been playing Chapel Roan's Pink Pony Club after wins in their locker room two
Yep.
games in a row now.
Yep, that was
Obsessed with that.
yes.
Whose
We can get
choice do
behind
you
that.
think it is?
Darnell
That got
Nurse.
okay. I was gonna say Draisaitl. Draisaitl's a little bit like he's. I don't know. I think Celeste would have influence
Yeah.
on listening to Chapel Roan in the first place. Like, and then I could just see Draisaitl, who's like, he's a little bit like nerdy. Like everyone sees Draisaitl as this like super
Suave.
suave, like hot, you know, stone-faced German guy who's like intimidating. But when you watch him in interviews, he's really not like that. He's like kind of geeky in an endearing way. And I could see him being like, do you guys know this Pink Pony Club song? Like Celeste was playing it and like it's really good. Like it's a bop. And then they start playing and they're like, this song fucking rules. This is like
But like before everybody knew about it, or like just recently? Like, are they just getting to Chapel Roan
I think
now,
they're
or?
just starting to like, I think, I don't know who introduced it or when, but I think that they're all, so I imagine half the guys have heard that song before and like loved it secretly or not secretly. And then the other half like hadn't heard it yet. They heard it, like the guys that have heard it, obviously it's like they have long-term girlfriends who are like, who know what's up. And they're like, listen to Chapel Roan.
I can't decide if I like that or not.
Why?
I mean, I would think they've known about Chapel for a long
Oh
time.
no, known about her, but maybe not the song specifically. They're probably like, oh yeah, I know. Or like they're like, oh, I know this song. I didn't know who sang it. Like guys don't like guys are kind of like clueless sometimes about, you know, pop culture and
Everything?
like well, yeah. I like they're kind of clueless about like pop culture and like pop music and like that kind of stuff. Like I feel like it takes them a while to catch on to what's going on with those
Well,
things.
some of them would listen to a lot of music because that's like how they get pumped up or focused,
Yeah, but do
right?
you think they
And
like
then
even
some are
really know who they're
definitely not
listening
going to.
to? Like half the time?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I think guys like Darnell Nurse, like I know Darnell Nurse really likes music, so
Okay.
I
Okay.
think like
Darnell would
he
know.
would.
Darnell would
Yeah.
know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Fair point. I think.
Also, I mean, he would have influence from like Sarah and Kia and yeah.
Yes. Darnell
Juana's wife, probably.
could easily be one of the guys that like brought Chapel Roan into the room.
I have zero doubt it was him.
Okay, well,
Yeah.
I still think it was Drysdale, and one day maybe we can find this out for sure. We need an
I'm gonna
insider.
do some digging.
Yeah, this is going to consume all my time.
Okay. I'm gonna get us an answer for the next
Who
pod.
on the Oilers is the OG Chapel Roan fan? I need to know. I need to
Okay.
know.
I will do it. I'm on it. I've got a good source.
Okay. Question
Yeah,
for
we've
you.
just. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh.
I just have so many questions today. And it's just whatever pops in my head. Okay. Because we're kind of like wrapping up soon, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just get your final kind of prediction here. What are the odds Oilers take this first round series? Let's have a percentage. I don't know.
At this point, ahead of game five,
Yeah.
I would say it's 55-45 Oilers, 55%.
You know, that's
I
so
think.
funny. I was gonna like give the exact same odds. No joke. No joke.
Post game five, if the Oilers win, it is 70-30.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
Yeah.
even a little bit higher.
Maybe even higher,
Yeah.
85. Yeah.
So you really think like I was kind of thinking like they go back to LA wins one, and then Oilers win one.
Yeah, but then game seven, I just don't see them winning the series if they haven't won one in Los Angeles.
Oh,
A
I
game
see.
seven
Yeah,
is very difficult to win in LA.
that is a really good point. That is
Yeah,
a
I just
really
don't.
good point. I won't
So
even
I
watch that
just,
day.
no. So if I think if they lose game five, it drops to 70-30 for the
Okay,
Kings.
so they have to win game five, then LA maybe then LA wins game six.
And then
No.
we go to seven, but then they still have to
They
win
still have
two in
to
LA,
win.
which sucks.
Yeah.
So you'd like to see them. I mean, it's not an easy path.
I just, you
It
know,
just
it's
isn't
not.
though.
I just
They
feel like
just
they're
have to
still
win one
gonna.
in LA. They
They
just have to.
do to show that they can.
No,
I
but
don't.
like also like statistically need to have to.
Yeah. Okay. Damn. So we really don't want this game seven on
Not
Saturday.
overly,
I was
no.
fully expecting
No.
that this was like a thing
No,
that
I
was gonna
think
happen.
we'd prefer the
Well,
Oilers
yeah,
in the
we
next two.
prefer. I didn't think. I guess I didn't think of like how unlikely it was for them to win Game Seven, because I was like, okay, yeah, we go to Game Seven for sure because this has been a battle. This series is not like previous LA Oilers matchups, but I don't. I didn't factor in like how challenging. Like, but in my mind, I was like, but then we win Game Seven, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know. We'll check in.
Listen, I've had multiple predictions about this series from game one on. Just continue to change my prediction because this has been wildly unpredictable.
Yeah.
And I'll probably change my prediction three more times because there might be three more
You
games.
just never know. But
You don't
hey,
know.
just look at us. Happy to be
Hey,
here.
huh?
Look at us.
Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought? On that note, we will exit with yet another Paul Redd quote because that's what we do here. And just a quick reminder to follow us on Instagram at the Bits Yegg and to tell your friends about this podcast if you enjoy it, because that would be nice. We like people listening to us.
Yeah,
And we like
it's
having
ideal.
conversations with people on like in our DMs as well. That is always a fun part of
Hit us
things for us
up.
as well.
Yep. Because then we can bring you our listener. Like if you're funny, you're going to end up on the podcast.
Yeah,
And just
exactly.
like that. Oh, I was like, and just like that, her microphone has died. So we'll see you on another time.
I'm back.
From the
I'm back
dead.
from the dead, just like Boosh. I created problems, but I also troubleshoot and fix them. Okay. All right,
Okay,
Quinn
well,
Phillips,
we
I
dragged this
will.
ending on for a while, so yeah.
I will see you on another time.
Yep. See you on another time.
Bye.